always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley's lost Nevada's Republican primary to a none of these candidates option. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Her campaign has been telling reporters that she has not invested in the state. She has not campaigned in the state much. I think just one appearance.
Donald Trump will be the option in tomorrow's caucuses. A bid to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas fails by 2 votes in the House. Among Republicans who voted against, California's Tom McClintock.
It cannot be fixed by replacing one leftist official with another.
Other Republicans say they'll keep trying. Florida State Attorney General expected to ask the state Supreme Court to keep an abortion rights measure off the November ballot. Planned Parenthood's Laura Goodhue.
We're seeing a lot of really heartbreaking stories of people who are carrying pregnancies that just aren't going to make it to term, and they have to leave their loved ones, their doctor that they trust, and travel up north to get the care they need.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah, have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want, but until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
1670 AM The Zone. She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You know what's sweet? This weather. We've got a dense fog advisory in effect this morning until about 10 a.m., but it's only because we've got fairly mild temperatures out there. That's good news for a lot of our farmers that are dealing with brand new babies on the farm. A lot of them are working day and night to make sure that they're delivering those babies, helping mom along. Doesn't matter what four-legged beast it is out there. Although, for those folks that are trying to calf outside, maybe they got their mama cows outside giving birth, the mud is an issue. Unfortunately, the mud looks like it's going to continue to be a part of our forecast for at least the next 5 days or so. We'll talk weather with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in just a moment. Today, it looks like we'll have some cloudy skies, 45 our expected high once we get through all this dense fog. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's where that mud comes in. 54 our expected high. For Friday, sunshine and 45. Saturday, partly cloudy and 36. Sunday, 36. And then next week, we're in the upper 30s, low 40s. Good morning, by the way. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. Sometimes I forget to mention that I get excited about this weather. Like I said, Stu will give us more weather details on the way. What are the other elements you can look forward to this morning? Well, we're all getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday. Whether you're a fan of the Chiefs or a fan of the Niners, a lot of people enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, if not for the game, for the food. Stephanie Hoff has got a real perspective piece on how much food we consume when it comes to wings. Stick around for that. Charity Seebecker joining us this morning with a reminder about the upcoming deadline for applications on the Century Sesquicentennial Farm Process that will culminate at the Wisconsin State Fair later this year. We'll hear from Jill Albanese in charge of that program. Legislation that's designed to try to raise awareness about hardwoods in the United States could benefit our Wisconsin hardwoods, especially those up north. Couple details on that. We're catching up with our friends from the Steffes Group as well. Don't forget the talk text line is always open for you. All you have to do is dial us up or text us up at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Welcome in on a Wednesday. There's something special and brand new happening at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke telling you to go to the store for this in-store experience. Corner of Nesbitt Road and Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. This is a brand new, locally sourced, procured and developed brat that Bavaria Sausage has exclusively. And let me tell you, it's fantastic. It is a special Berkshire brat. When I say Berkshire, I'm talking about the breed of hog that they used for this brat. And it is fantastic. Right now, you can go in, try it yourself, taste test it, share it with your friends, your family. But remember, limited supplies of this special Berkshire brat. So head in today. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Not available online. Enjoy the old world flavor of this special Berkshire brat at Bavaria Sausage.
We're at the Wisconsin FFA Alumni and Supporters 44th State Convention in Green Bay. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. I have met so many people this year. Always interesting to make connections. I've got a Colby girl that's done so many good things for the Wisconsin FFA. Deb Iam, she is the president of the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, and you're not in Colby anymore.
I'm not. I'm now down in Lancaster, down in Great Grant County.
From Colby to Lancaster, you've made a few other changes too, and you've gotten involved in the FFA Foundation as the president. So what was the motivation to be involved?
So I was actually approached about 5 years ago about being on the foundation board. So, I mean, all my, from being in high school to college to teaching ag, and even now at the tech school, I've always still had a connection with ag education and FFA. So when I was approached about 5 years ago, ago, it was a little bit of a no-brainer because it was a way of giving back to the organization that I really give a lot of credit to who, you know, supported me and developed me to who I am today.
What's going to be your focus to the FFA organization and keeping those students motivated?
You know, I think the important thing is not to only just help the students, but to help their parents, help the communities, help the public understand the organization and what it has to offer. We, you know, agriculture is everywhere. People don't always realize or connect themselves to agriculture because they quickly assume that it's the farm piece. And yes, that's a baseline and a huge baseline, but it really is everywhere. And when I think about what the FFA does for individuals, it's that personal growth and that leadership and that success and the careers. And then I think about the industry that supports our economy in Wisconsin, and everybody's tied to agriculture at some way, some point. So how do we help develop our students now and then our workforce going forward?
And the Wisconsin FFA Foundation, what are some of the things that you'd like to highlight that are going on right now?
Yeah, we're continually trying to find ways to continue to raise funds for the FFA members and our Ag Ed chapters across the state of Wisconsin. Between those students and those ag teachers, they're the ones that are training that next workforce. So let's support them now, get them into that classroom, get them learning about this career area. One of the things that I think is our highlight right now is getting ready for Give FFA Day, which is the Tuesday of, I think it's February 22nd of FFA week. And that is a day in which we want to raise a lot of dollars just to support FFA. So that would be the day to pay attention to, Give FFA Day. Go to our website at the foundation and find a way to throw a few dollars this way, to be honest, and support these students in doing great things.
And I know donations have been up, but membership is up so much more. And when you really put that in perspective, the demand to help them progress and enhance and get the most out of their agriculture education really has come to the forefront. What are some of those goals for fundraising?
The goals for fundraising. So I know on Give FFA Day, we're looking for a $15,000 goal, and I know we have some companies that are willing to match us as well. But in general, it's just the more money we have, the more we can ship right back to our high schools, to our middle schools, to our students, and to our ag ed programs where that training all begins. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to make that connection for these individuals so that they can, again, develop their own leadership, their confidence in who they are. I always say FFA is one of those organizations that there's something for everybody. You like music, you like animals, you like speaking, you like science, you name it. We can find something in that organization that you can be a part of as a student, and then even as parents and community members, we can support that. So let's make that connection somehow.
And FFA is building the next workforce. And that was Deb Eim. She is the president of the FFA Foundation. And I always learn so many things from the foundation level to supporting our nonprofits that support our youth as they grow. And one of those people that have been involved in the FFA Foundation Board of Directors is Tom Bresner. Now, he is still on the Board of Directors, and he is the past president. And you have seen so many changes in education and the foundation. And I'm going to follow you wherever you'd like to go first.
That could be dangerous, Jill. Yeah. You know, you're exactly right. Everything is changing. And for those that are kind of dragging their feet, hey, let's accept the fact it's going to keep changing. The neat thing is, in the FFA, it's all growth. We're getting more students. We're getting more excitement. The ag community is getting bigger and broader. But for the FFA Foundation, that means we need to do more and we need to raise more, because there's a lot more, not only to support the things that have already grown, but to promote more growth coming on. It's exciting. It's challenging. Sometimes it's frustrating because why aren't we getting more support out here? But it's exciting. That's the number one message, is this thing is getting bigger and bigger. And we all know the future with the FFA.
Well, and we talked about the changes. Even this year, there's going to be a virtual FFA. And I find that fascinating, and to approach that in the way that is beneficial for those students is amazing. So along that kind of same lines, the support has had to look a little bit different when you're supporting different aspects of agriculture, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, to grasp my arms around a virtual chapter and program. I'm not there yet. I don't understand it. But I'll also tell you here, a couple years ago when I had the opportunity to tour the Vincent High School FFA program in Milwaukee, and I thought, yeah, okay, this is all going to be horticulture and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I got over there, and the thing that resonated with me is the excitement and the enthusiasm of these kids. You know, I don't care if you're out in the middle of a 40-acre field or if you are in a glass greenhouse working with something, seeing them how excited they are and how much they want to be a part of the future. Let's go there. I think it's awesome. I learned so much that day, but bigger than anything else, I came away from that day just so excited about the future of agriculture, even in Milwaukee.
We've talked so much about the future of agriculture. What about the future of the foundation? Any big things that are being worked on at this time to help support the FFA program?
Well, you know, it all starts with setting goals and putting the infrastructure in place to accomplish goals. That's really been where we've been for the last couple of years. If you look back for the last 10, 15 years, you know, the foundation has raised $500,000 to $600,000, something like that. I think 2 years ago we were $560,000. I announced at the convention last year we raised $630,000, which is a nice step up. But, you know, again, if we're going to take this thing where it needs to be, we need $1 million, first of all. And then we need to shatter all of that, and we need to be at $10 million. And quite honestly, as we sit here and say, if everybody in the state of Wisconsin that says they support agriculture just gave $20, we would not know what to do with all that money. And so the piece that we're trying to work through right now as a foundation board is we understand the need. We've got the goals. We got the desire. What is the best game plans to go out there and turn it into reality? And so that's where we are. That's not an easy process. But we really believe that. So we do a lot right now with the $630,000 we raised last year. But what could we do if we had $1 million? You know, we could support these kids so much more. We could put so much more into grants for them starting programs. I mean, it's endless. The opportunities. It's that excitement that really keeps us going.
You've thrown out some pretty big numbers, but when you really focus on the amount of membership, the number of students that are part of this membership, it could even be more to benefit even more of those kids, couldn't it?
According to numbers from the Department of Public Instruction, there are 25,000 FFA members in the state of Wisconsin. But 42,000 kids took at least one ag class. So when you look at the potential that is learning about ag, maybe they're not that point yet where they're ready to, hey, I want to join, I want to take a project. The potential is there. If you heard the governor's State of the State address, it's the year of the worker. When workforce development is a topic in every discussion in agriculture, the FFA is the best workforce development in agriculture there is. We have to capitalize. We have to take advantage of that. We have to, first of all, get those other almost 20,000 students involved, and then we need to go look at everybody else and say, why aren't you part of this too?
Get more students involved. FFA is out there to help them grow, and the FFA Foundation Board is working hard every day to support FFA members. And that was Tom Bresner. He's on the board of directors for the FFA Foundation. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do, because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local... The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Greg, meteorologist, along with us. Good thing I'm on the radio. If I had to see you this morning from my vantage point in Madison, it'd be tough. It is definitely foggy out there this morning. And I said to you, when I let the hounds out at about 2:15, it was weird because I would have swore that there were like little flakies something in the air. For a minute there, it almost felt like a fire, you know, like ash. But I knew it was maybe snowflakes or something with the fog.
Moisture in that fog, a little freezing fog, Pam. None of it's out of the question. You could see a stray snowflake. I'm not going to call it any more than that. But it is just a very mild way to start this Wednesday. A dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. That's the big news. It covers southeast Wisconsin. East and south of the line from Lafayette, Iowa, Dane, Columbia, Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan County, and south along the lakeshore north as well, Manitowoc up toward Kewaunee. So, of course, more foggy conditions, a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. That goes all the way to Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee area. So it's all that southeast part of Wisconsin. What's happening is still there's a lot of mild air in store. A weak front trailing from far northern Wisconsin back to South Dakota this morning. That front's going to retreat back to the north. We expect a system, a part of that atmospheric river affecting the west coast to try and build our way toward midweek. And that could mean some rain chances, showers. There could be a rumble of thunder around here as we make our way through Thursday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
All right, buddy, let's have some more details. If we make her through the morning as far as this dense fog is concerned, what do we got the rest of the day?
We still have the clouds around, but we'll have some mild air. The dense fog advisory till 10 a.m., the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, then for a mostly cloudy day and still fairly mild. I think a lot of us in the mid or upper 40s. Western Wisconsin may be in the low 50s today with the south winds at about 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a little rain in the far west late in the night. Mid and upper 30s, south winds 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy, rain tomorrow, maybe a little afternoon thunderstorm. We'll see. Mild in the mid 50s. South winds 10 to 20, though gusting near 35. A little rain yet Thursday night ending. Some sunshine, breezy Friday, upper 40s, cooling a little bit. Pam, I'd say a tenth of an inch or two of rain, about the most we'll expect, but it looks like Thursday night, things will be a little more wet.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll let people get prepared, especially those folks that might have animals outside that are still having babies. Those beef mamas are going to be pretty muddy by the time we get to the end of the week.
Yeah, even a couple of tenths of an inch of rain is too much for that one.
Yeah. All right, bud. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, joining us live this morning with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture and rural America. You can find out more on resources at Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up, for those of you listening. Comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley's lost Nevada's Republican primary to a none of these candidates option. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Her campaign has been telling reporters that she has not invested in the state. She has not campaigned in the state much, I think just one appearance.
Donald Trump will be the option in tomorrow's caucuses. A bid to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas fails by 2 votes in the House. Among Republicans who voted against, California's Tom McClintock.
It cannot be fixed by replacing one leftist official with another.
Other Republicans say they'll keep trying. Florida State Attorney General expected to ask the state Supreme Court to keep an abortion rights measure off the November ballot. Planned Parenthood's Laura Goodhue.
We're seeing a lot of really heartbreaking stories of people who are carrying pregnancies that just aren't going to make it to term, and they have to leave their loved ones, their doctor that they trust, and travel up north to get the care they need.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
We have more patchy fog and freezing drizzle this morning. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy all day today with a high of 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 41. Tomorrow, scattered light rain, but it's going to be mild with a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month. I'm honored to welcome some special guests to talk about it. Professor Bob Harvey will be here this Thursday, February 8th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll discuss Black history like only Professor Bob Harvey can, and you can be part of the conversation too.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Jane Matt Mayer.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Mayer on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
History together, dating back to Mannion's time with the Rams when LaFleur was on that Rams staff. I think that was 2017, Evo, that they crossed paths there. Mannion had a nice career.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, and that's really the case today. Not only are we going to be talking about Wisconsin hardwoods and legislation that's designed to raise awareness about their value, we are focused in on Super Bowl Sunday. You know, a lot of people talk about the game itself, and of course, that's the reason we're supposed to be there. But let's face it, for a lot of us, it's just a good reason to entertain, have friends or family over, feature some great recipes, and focus in on all the great stuff we produce here in Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff is going to follow that train of thought this morning with an update on the crazy numbers we're talking about when people consume wings, chicken wings, on Super Bowl Sunday. Stick around for that. I'm Pam Youngke. Tickled to have you along with us this morning. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect. Can't be taking that too lightly. Till 10 a.m. this morning for a good chunk of south central Wisconsin. Once that burns off, we should have just partly cloudy skies. 45 are expected high today. Unbelievable. Tomorrow, even better. We are going to touch out around 54 degrees tomorrow. Like Stu said, possibility of a record-breaking Thursday. We will pick up scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, though. For Friday, sunshine and 45. Saturday, partly cloudy and 36. Sunday, partly cloudy and 36 degrees for the big game. So glad you're along with us. So today is the 7th day of February. What can I tell you? On this day in 1984, NASA astronauts actually took the first untethered spacewalk. It was Bruce McCandless and Robert Stewart hovering freely in space. One of the most iconic images of the 80s. I think a lot of us think back to the original spacewalk where they were bouncing around. This one was completely different. They were untethered entirely on this day back in 1984. On this day in 1992, the European Union is officially established at the Maastricht Treaty. The treaty also defined the European currency, the euro, as everyone's currency. That happened on this day back in 1992. Lots of happy birthdays today. First of all, here in Wisconsin, Laura Ingalls Wilder was born on this day back in 1867 in Pepin, Wisconsin, or near Pepin. On this day in 1935, former Senator, Bucks owner, Herb Cole was born in Milwaukee. Of course, we just lost him recently. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Garth Brooks. He is 62 years old today. Also, Eddie Izzard, who's an actor-comedian, 62 years old today. Then we've got Hollywood. Chris Rock turns 59 on this day. And happy birthday to Ashton Kutcher, turning 46. And now you know. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Ashley Hoon from the Steffes Group is along with me. Caught up with him at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo that was just last week at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Another near record attendance, if not record attendance, when everything's said and done. And boy, you guys had your corner spot. You were pretty busy.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes. You know, this is the 50th anniversary for the corn and soybean, and the trade show is twice as big,
yeah.
Twice as many people. A lot of good people coming from the booth here to ask lots of good questions. And, you know, talk about doing your own trading, becoming part of the Steffes family and using our platform.
You know, I sat and waited for Ashley because there's a lot of people, they are toying with the idea. But as we've talked about before, Ashley, it is a bunch of nerves thinking about, am I going to do it? Am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? Who am I going to trust? How am I going to do this?
Yeah, what goes through a farmer's mind, we can all imagine. What's this year going to be like? What equipment am I going to need? What do I want to trade up? And, you know, we can help you with some of those transitions. You know, what does the 500, 600 horsepower four-wheel drive market look like right now? What's my 400 horse tractor worth that's got 3-point PTO? Some of those things, just kind of talk through and be ready for the future.
Well, and the other thing is, if you don't want to talk to Ashley or Randy or any of the crew at Steffes, get online. You made a point to a couple farmers that I saw you talking to about, get online. You're wondering about the value of your equipment. That steffesgroup.com website has got the fantastic resource to give you some historical perspective.
Yeah, it really does. So you can go to archived auctions and do searches that way, or the easiest is to have the free app that you can download. There's 3 years of price history. You can search by combines, for old drives, trucks, trailers, whatever you want, or just type in a name or model number and bam, it's all right there.
And I heard from the folks that I eavesdropped on, they're nervous too. Is the market softening? Did I miss my peak? And you made a great point that you will work to find the buyer because of that World Wide Web.
Yeah, anytime you talk about specialty items and this and that, you got to remember it's basically a global market off of our website. So yeah, you might not be selling to your neighbors. It probably is going 3 states away, depending on what you have. But it puts all those people in a competitive bidding situation to get your piece.
Having a conversation with Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group. We're at Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo right now. You know, the other thing that I noted is that farmers are becoming more comfortable with the pure online platform. Maybe they want to try just one or two pieces. You're game for any of that? And the other thing is, you guys are in Wisconsin all the time if they want to see a face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. Just give us a call. We'll stop by. You know, and it starts with gaining that trust, right? And we have a platform that is really easy to use for buyers and sellers. And, you know, we're going to tell you what we think it's going to bring right off the bat.
Yeah. Honestly, folks, it was a busy spot at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group, one of the exhibitors, one of the sponsors that helped to make the show a big success. As always, you want to do a little shopping around. You want to get an idea on the value of your equipment. Like Ashley said, their price app available for download is all right there, steffesgroup.com. Also, those archived sales that you can take a look at. 3 years history. That'll give you something to think about. Steffesgroup.com. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, we saw the barrel cheese drift another penny and a half lower to 157.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 3.5, 161.5. Well, AA butter gained 2.5 to 277 a pound. This morning in Chicago, the March Class 3 milk is up a dime at 1755, but our other commodity prices are lower. Right now, it looks like our March corn is about 4 cents lower. December new crop down 2 at 475. March beans are down a dime right now. November new crop down 9 at 1168. And July wheat's currently unchanged, 605 a bushel. You know, for folks that have been in Wisconsin agriculture generations, you need to be recognized. Charity C. Becker joins us this morning with a reminder that the application deadline is approaching for the annual Century Sesquicentennial Farm Recognition that happens at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Applications for the Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Awards are due March 1st, and Jill Alwaness with the Wisconsin State Fair Park explains more about the program and how you can be recognized for this great milestone.
So the Century Farm Program started in 1948 when Wisconsin celebrated its centennial celebration. And that year there was a 23-day Wisconsin State Fair as part of the festivities, and that's when the program started. So when Wisconsin celebrated its sesquicentennial in 1998, we started the 150-year farm program. So they both correspond with the state.
And do you know why they decided to add that along with that celebration?
It was just a great way to recognize the people that made Wisconsin the great state that it is. And so, and then when it happened in 98, we decided to do the same thing as part of the recognition of those farms that are the bedrock of our state.
What is something about the program that people maybe don't know or realize? Maybe it's even how many Century or Sesquicentennial farms have come through so far?
We are set to reach 10,000 Century farms this year in the state of Wisconsin. So it's pretty exciting. Generally, we have, last year was around 85 or so 100-year farms, and we have about 30, 150-year farms every single year. Sometimes more, it fluctuates a little bit, depending on how people migrated into our state and when people moved in. And it's really exciting. This year, we have the most farms so far from Oconto County as any county right now, which as we see the applications come in, they trend different areas depending when people moved into the area.
That was Jill Alwaness with the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Applications for the award can be found on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. Since the program began, there have been over 9,000 Century farms recognized and over 1,000 sesquicentennial farms. Apply today and add your family farm to that list. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity C. Becker.
Holy crow, O'Connell County leading the way this year. That's my county. Thanks for that uplifting message, Charity. Get your applications in today. Coming up next, Super Bowl Sunday. It's about the game, but it's also about the food. Great story with Stephanie Hoff about the chicken wings side of the story.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We're up on a Wednesday morning. Let's focus in on the big game, not just about what's happening on the field, but what's happening in people's households across the United States. I'll tell you what, if chicken wings are on the menu for this game day weekend, you're not alone by any means. Stephanie Hoff brings us a story from the poultry industry that really underscores just how much Americans love to pair football with a plate of wings.
Super Bowl Sunday is a big day for Niners fans, Chiefs fans, and Swifties. But I'll tell you what, Pam, there's also no hotter time for chicken wings. Tom Super is the communications lead at the National Chicken Council. He tells us just how many wings Americans are going to put away on game day.
We are projecting Americans will devour about 1.45 billion chicken wings this weekend for Super Bowl 58. That is a billion with a B.
And that's a big number. So help us visualize just how many chicken wings that is.
Just for some perspective, 1.45 billion wings, if you laid them end to end, they would stretch a third of the way to the moon, or it's enough to put 693 chicken wings on every single seat in all 30 NFL stadiums.
Holy cow. Tom, are you the one doing the math on that?
Yes, we contract with NASA on some of it. No, I'm kidding. Yes, we use projections based on USDA consumption numbers and chicken production from the previous year. How many wings are in cold storage? Sales data from firms like IRI, Technomic, things like that.
So if we talk trends year over year when it comes to wing consumption, specifically for this Super Bowl holiday that we all enjoy so much, where are we at with this 1.45 billion wings? Are we up? Are we down from years prior?
So compared to last year, we're pretty much flat. There's a couple reasons for that. USDA is projecting that last year's pounds and number of birds are pretty much flat compared to a year ago. And the reason that there wasn't an increase were feed costs relatively high, continued labor challenges in the industry. And, you know, even though demand is up, you know, people would eat more wings if they were available, but they're just not there. So it's flat compared to last year. Not down and no shortage.
What about prices?
Retail prices are actually down a little bit compared to last year. So you'll definitely get some deals, some promos on wings at the grocery store. But I just wouldn't wait to the last second if you're ordering them from a restaurant or a bar or the supermarket. I would get them maybe a little bit early.
Tom, does who go to the Super Bowl ever matter in poultry consumption this time of year?
It certainly does. There are regions that are more known for wing consumption than others. San Francisco is not one of those regions that is big on wing consumption. Kansas City is a little higher, so if you're using wing consumption as a bellwether, I think that the needle tilts towards the Chiefs a little bit in this one. If Buffalo ever made it back to the big game, you know, that would be a whole different story. I think we'd be breaking some records then.
And then that kind of leads me to my next question for you, Tom. How do Americans like their wings?
In terms of dipping sauces, barbecue in our last consumer survey came out number one, followed by ranch. And buffalo hot sauce was third. It's interesting that most of the country prefers ranch to dip in. I'm from the Northeast, and the Northeast of New England is the only region of the country that prefers blue cheese to ranch when you look at it in totality. In terms of sides, French fries are the preferred side for wings, and then you have your celery and your carrots. And then a slight edge to bone-in traditional wings other than the boneless wings out there.
I want to know why wings. Why do Americans love wings for football?
It's a great group food. Usually when you're watching big games, you're watching it with a group of friends. You can put a big platter of wings out. They're filling. You got to have plenty of wet naps, though. And they also pair well with beer. So, you know, a lot of folks, when they get together and watch the big game, watch the Super Bowl, you know, have a beer, and wings go great with that.
Tom, do you know how long this has been a phenomenon?
Football and chicken wings, it really kind of took off. Chicken wings were traditionally a byproduct of the bird. They were rendered. that would go into to pet food, and it was almost a byproduct. And then kind of when bars realized they could get them very cheaply, you know, and put them on their menu, serve them with hot sauce, their beer sales would spike. You know, at the same time, kind of in the mid-'80s, sports bars and satellite TVs were coming more around, you know, and folks were flocking to these restaurants and bars to watch sports. And, of course, wings were on the menu, and now, you know, they've taken off ever since. There's restaurants dedicated just to wings, and you'd be hard-pressed to go into any restaurant on the appetizer menu and not find chicken wings.
So how important is events like the Super Bowl, where wing consumption skyrockets? How important is that to the U.S. poultry industry?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the two biggest times of the year for chicken wing sales are the Super Bowl and March Madness. You know, March Madness is a little bit different because it's more than just one game. But in terms of a single event, the Super Bowl is number one. But it's also important that, you know, we don't just produce chickens for the wings. You know, we have to sell the other parts of the birds, too. So we got to make sure that that's happening as well.
Tom Super, along with us, the communications lead with the National Chicken Council. He will also be enjoying wings during the game, like most Americans. This year, we will be eating 1.45 billion chicken wings. That's enough for every man, woman, and child in the United States to eat four wings each. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
U.S. wheat farmers are proud of their stewardship efforts. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
What we were doing without intending to and without knowing it, we were degrading the soil. I decided that we had to do something different.
That's Tom Cannon, a wheat grower from Blackwell, Oklahoma. He's one of several wheat growers featured in a new video series to demonstrate that wheat farmers are good stewards. The export development arm of the U.S. wheat industry, U.S. Wheat Associates, also had Park River, North Dakota farmer Aaron Chellen take part.
Farmers have a unique perspective of longevity and sustainability because our livelihoods depend on it, and it breeds a level of commitment to these practices over the generations. Wheat is an integral part of our system and has been for generations, but it's important to see it in a context of the whole system that is anchored in this crop that just naturally fits.
Shelland, Cannon, and other wheat growers share the view that wheat can be grown sustainably. Colton, Washington farmer Art Schulteis has been doing so for decades.
We have graphed our organic matter levels since the mid-'80s, and we can see that our organic matter levels are increasing, and also our yields are increasing.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive. We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer.
Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.